right. This is Sunday, March 1st, 2015. Spirit Communication at Albertson. I think I need to come over to this area of the church first. I have two spirits who are coming in. I'm not sure that they are, so I may be addressing two different people. When spirits come in at the same time, it's because they have something in common. It doesn't necessarily mean that they are together in the spirit world or that they even knew each other when they were here. I want to first bring in a man who is showing me being very heavy, struggling a lot with his weight, but it also feels to me as though the weight gain had a lot to do with medication towards the end of or medication for dealing with disease. So I feel like I have this kind of, this man is showing me himself sitting sort of, I feel almost that he couldn't get out of bed, actually, even before the deterioration that led to his passing. I feel that he really couldn't move around a lot, this in part because of his weight, but in part because of his disease. And he's showing me this sort of vicious cycle where the medication and the disease caused weight, and then he couldn't move around very much, and so that caused weight, and so that he's taking a little bit of responsibility. I may be talking like something that initially began as like diabetes, but extended into a number of different complications, where he simply was really it was uncomfortable for him to move, and he was unable to move. Do you know what I'm talking about over here? Possibly. Okay. Do you also have somebody, I don't know if this is the same gentleman or this is another person who's coming through. Who had either a problem with the foot or had gout or had an amputation or something, because I feel like I'm getting pointed to my right toe, which is a symbol for me of gout, of like neuropathy, of something that had where it almost feels like dead, this part of my foot. Did you just stub your toe really badly? But is it down towards your foot, though? I don't know. Hang on a second. This makes more sense to you? Okay. So, am I describing the man, the very heavy man, what I said earlier? You feel as though maybe connecting to you? Okay. Okay. Hang on just a minute. I may be, but I still think I'm over here somewhere. Doesn't matter. Okay. But you... Okay. Was he also very heavy at the end of his life? Okay. So I have two... I know I have two people here. So let me... the other one was coming in to distinguish himself from who I may be bringing through for you with... Oh, and, you know, say more like that, but I also had something with my foot. So let me... I want to bring these two gentlemen here. And that doesn't mean your dad isn't here. I may leap over in that direction. I'm not sure. But listen, because part of this may come through, may belong also for you message-wise. I want to give a message from one of these two men to one of you guys. He's showing me pulling a sword out of the hilt like this. But the point of this is some crazy thing I heard a long time ago that I don't even know if it's true, but this is what he's stirring up in my memory. You know, when you pull a sword, a certain amount out of the hilt you should commit to using it. So, you know, so I feel like he's talking about committing, either putting the sword back in the hilt, like you're making a lot of fuss about not something you're not going to carry through with. He may be talking about himself, he may be talking about you. Or he's saying, just pull it out already and finish the fight. Or choose the battle, you know, not so much this threatening or... bluffing, but to come out and kind of finish this. And I don't mean like this is necessarily a conflict. It's more like a commitment he's talking about. Like, enough of this half commitment already. Pull it out and commit and go forward. So does that make sense to either one of you guys? Or could that make sense to somebody, even if he isn't close to you, for someone that...
He's not close.
Okay, but it could make sense for you also? I don't like to be... Do you have a connection with Japan, either one of you guys? Or is there a man in the spirit world? Did this man have a connection with Japan, or he liked Japanese culture? The reason I'm asking about that, this is, I think, because... comes from a Japanese tradition. I don't know, though. I'm not going to push it any further in that particular. I don't know. There may not be a second meaning to that, pulling the sword from the hilt. And the second part of this message, or the second message, is about... I want to talk about an unrealized expectation. He may be talking about himself. He may be talking about you. So I'm shown an empty baby carriage. This is a message for me of an unrealized expectation that doesn't really have anything to do with babies. It just means we have an expectation that something's going to come and it doesn't arrive. So hence the empty baby carriage. So I feel like he's saying to when an expectation has been unrealized. To kind of just roll it out of the way. Don't keep it there. Don't keep it there parked down on the sidewalk like, okay, well, one day miraculously something is going to drop in. But that it's time to shift your expectations, manage your expectations, or create a new set of expectations because of something that didn't come to pass in the past. No big deal. Don't spend any more time anticipating its arrival. But let's just, you know, roll that one out of the way and create a new expectation and work towards that one. I think my sense is he's speaking from experience himself, but I also, he's kind of goes like this with it, which is, let me flip this also and make it into a message. Do you know a name like Jean or Jane or Jan over here? Do you have a Jean? Gina in the spirit world? No, I'm talking about in the spirit world. Jean in the spirit world, Allison? These men just got kicked out of the way for Jean. So let me...
Gemma?
What's that?
Gemma?
No, this is Jean. And I'm still over here. So let me just finish, and then I will get to the rest of the church. Is there also Allison or someone around Allison, a baby who didn't survive? This is, I don't have children, so it's about this long. If it's laying down, what is that? A year, less than a year, something like this. It's an infant still. I don't feel like this baby walks yet. And this is so the spirit is showing me this little person who I feel is born alive but doesn't survive. So this is a baby who is still an infant, who passes an infancy. Is this connected with anybody over here? Okay. What's that?
My Aunt Jean had a baby.
Your Aunt Jean had it. That's okay. This is I'm. Hang on, Allison. I may be talking to you back here. Is your Aunt Jean in the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay, so Aunt Jean is here with her baby who didn't make it. Okay, so I want to say from this lady, she gives me this kind of keep it simple message. And the way that she's presenting this to me is by showing me like a, you know, when you hear hoofbeats, don't look for zebras. She's giving me this kind of a saying so that she gives me the feeling that you may be searching for something, an answer of something, and the answer is really the simpler one, that the simplest answer is the one to look for first. I'm not sure I have that right. Hold on a minute. Because she's showing me also like building something. When building something, and I don't think she's really talking about anything like actually constructed, but when building something, not so much searching in this answer, but building something to keep it simple and to go for the simplest resolution, and this will be the cleanest and the most efficient and the least anxiety inducing way to proceed. So she's making this suggestion to you that you keep it simple. If things are starting to get overwhelming, back up a little bit, go to the simplest construction or the simplest way to build or to go forward. Or if you're searching for something in particular, go to the simplest solution, and that's where she is showing me the answers will be found. I want to talk to someone whose jaw was wired shut before passing, or who had a lot of damage to the jaw or to the teeth, where they may have been. Is this potentially you? Don't give me any information. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but I want to be able to tell you. Did
he died of a heart attack? He got a lot of things coming out of his mouth, like his passing, like bubbles.
I think I'm talking about something kind of more broken. Were his teeth broken?
No.
Okay. I feel like I'm talking about someone who had, I see like almost like a jaw that's wired shut or teeth that have to be, and this may not necessarily be associated with a passing. It may be something that that was a story or a significant thing we know about him. So I see this, it's not braces. It feels to me like I have a broken teeth or broken jaw. Does that make sense to anybody in here? That's it.
My father, when he was in the hospital, he thought his teeth were broken, and I said they're not. He needs to come in and help him, and they're not broken.
Okay.
So it was right before that.
Okay, and does that make sense? Do you have someone whose jaw or teeth were broken? Okay, and maybe one of these two. I'm not sure. I'm going to continue with the message, and we'll see. Some may belong to you. Some may belong to you. Because as I was saying, I don't feel like this was the cause of the passing, but was either a significant story or happened before passing. So let me see. Does either one of these person a real love the Blessed Mother? Okay. The Blessed Mother in particular?
Yes.
Okay. So keep listening. We may have a number of people here. And this is normal. When spirit people have things in common, they'll come in together. While we're on the subject of messed up teeth or broken jaw, we're wired shut, everybody who might have something like that is going to come in and take an opportunity, especially in a large group like this when we don't have a lot of time. They're going to take the fastest route in. So we're going to invite this gentleman to join us here. And I'll continue to give details, and some we'll see which detail belongs to whom here. Were either one of your dads in the Navy?
Army.
Was he also a fan of Jack Kennedy? He didn't like the Kennedys.
Very much.
Do you know a name like Jack in the spirit world?
Oh, no.
Is it related? Is he related to your father, Jack, who's here?
No, he's alive.
But is your father, would it make sense for your father to be talking about him or
yes,
to him?
Yeah.
Okay, so keep him here too then. The reason I asked about the Navy was I saw Jack Kennedy in his naval uniform. So I know I either need to talk about the Navy or the Kennedys or the name Jack. So this is why when symbols come, I have to kind of figure out what it is exactly that they want me to say about this. Okay, so first of all, I want to say from one of these three individuals, is showing me my arms up in a V for victory, which is a way that the spirit people say, it's like I survived death. It's a very interesting way. I see this once in a while. All the spirit people have survived death, but I see this once in a while in particular. This kind of glorious, I beat it. It's a sense of victory. So this generally comes from a spirit who fought a battle before passing, not a literal, but like a battle with disease before passing, and wants it to be known that I don't want you to think about me as losing my battle. I want you to think about me as having won the battle because I'm victorious here. I beat death in that I beat the concept of what I thought death was. So there's first this. The second message I want to give is I'm being shown playing a violin, but I think I'm being made fun of a little bit. Like this is, so this may be the spirit, him or herself, saying I was a bit of a, listen to my story, or you are being a bit of, maybe you're being a bit of a kind of a martyr, or being a bit of a, focusing on the negative too much, something like this. But the spirit is laughing about it, so giving me a sense of come on, lighten up. Sort of put the violin down. Your story isn't that sad, or there's joy to be had as well in this process. And I want to say finally, maybe not finally. Did one of them do this a lot? Snap a lot or sing and snap like this all the time? Somebody's grooving with me here. Do you know the name Frank? Yeah. One of you guys, Frank, in the spirit world? This is, I feel like I'm hearing Frank Sinatra. I feel like I'm snapping along to this kind of music. That doesn't make any sense to any of you guys that I'm talking to. You met him? Getting this a little bit differently. Okay. I still think I'm over in this area. So I think it's still coming through from one of these three people too. So I want to try this snapping a different way. From West Side Story, the Sharks and the Jets? Does that make a closer connection for anybody here that I'm talking to? That makes, especially to the gentleman who might be in the spirit world?
The West Side Story part.
The West Side Story part. Okay. Then it's just giving a little bit more evidence. So I was hearing this kind of snapping in this, and my first thought was to go to Frank Sinatra, but I was kind of correct. I heard that a little bit, but then I got yanked back and corrected and shown West Side Story. So that makes a connection with the man who, okay. So we definitely have him here. Does that make sense about the violin? About the sad story, or kind of being a bit of a martyr for either one of you, ladies? For you, okay. This would be easier if they weren't all talking at the same time. So will you tell me your first name, please?
Margaret.
Margaret. All right. I'm just going to stay with you for a moment until I can get like the Sharks and the Jets out of my head and get this message across to you, and then I'll go. I'll proceed to the other two. I'm asking them very kindly to wait in line, but apparently they have enough in common that they're all kind of here. I want to say from this man to you, Margaret, that he shows me a chessboard, and he's showing me this in part to say that you may be over-strategizing or over-analyzing, or, you know, you don't always have to figure out how the other next move is going to be before you make yours, because the game changes every time you move a piece. So he's asking you to be, he's encouraging you to be a bit more, kind of flying by the seat of your pants, or a less analytical, perhaps, and that you'll be, if you're a little lighter on your feet as you go forward, then you're going to find that you actually are quite equipped to navigate very lightly and very easily, without an over analysis it's not even over analysis. It's like over strategizing that your intuitive input will be a lot more. You'll be able to hear it if you can get your conscious mind. Was he a really fast talker?
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, I'm trying to keep up with him, and he's talking to me about like he's talking to me about this the importance sometimes of thinking less, because then we can intuit more, feel more, and letting that add to our good judgment means a lot less analysis, especially over past events or past decisions, less second guessing of decisions, and more confidence in moving forward. The grass is not always greener in the other pasture. I kind of feel like he's speaking a little bit from experience himself here, but also, again, wanting to share this with you. Are you expecting a baby?
No.
And you want to be really careful. All right. I think I want to jump to the mom back here for a moment, because I feel like there's a woman who's coming in here who's showing me. And so she was mugged, and she had her jaw wired shut. Okay. Do you also have cats, or did she have cats? Did she have cats as well? Okay. The reason I asked if you had cats is because she gives me the feeling like she's making them crazy, like she's throwing them catnip, she's making them crazy, she's making them, like she's, you know, like poking them and interacting with them. So this is what, and she's got a big smile on her face. Whether or not she liked them when she was alive, I feel like she might have she's having an easy time getting a rise out of them. Are you a chef or a very good cook?
I like to cook.
Oh, come on. You're great, right? did you just get a set of knives, or are you just get knives sharpened? Is there someone connected to you in the spirit world who was a chef or a very, very good cook? I see, like, very nice knives, like chef's knives, like important kind of important ones that I wouldn't be allowed to hold, kind of knives. Oh, huh. Did you just cut yourself with a knife? Hmm. Does this make any sense for you? Anyone in the spirit world who was a chef? Your brother? Your brother-in-law. I think he's lining up, so I want to stay back with your mother here. Yes? It's not that kind of a knife. Although I'm sure your prayers are landing where they're supposed to. This is like a chef's knife. This is the one that I see, which is like a professional knife. So someone who is either a very, very good cook or a chef. Or in the food industry like that. So if your brother-in-law isn't, he may just be lining up. Just since I have your dad, you said, who's here. Okay, but I want to finish just with your mom first. All right, is it near your birthday or near her birthday? Okay, she says happy birthday, or to her. Right. Okay. So, but I get the happy birthday, the birthday candles. It's a way of either, I guess, acknowledging her own. So don't forget her on her birthday. And finally, from this lady, she shows me, really? She shows me, but keep listening here, because I don't know, this is crazy. She shows me a set of towels. Do you have a set of hand towels or special towels of hers? You do. Okay. So this is definitely her. She wants to say, first of all, thank you. She's giving me the feeling that you, thank you to, probably to you, because you're here the one, but if this also belongs to other people, in the family, and you think it's appropriate, pass it on. She wants to thank the people for kind of treating her with dignity. I don't know whether she had a difficult or she lost some of her sense to care for herself towards the end, but she's thank you for sort of preserving my dignity. This is kind of the feeling that she's giving me. It doesn't matter so much to her in the spirit world, her dignity, but it mattered to her then and from the spirit world. Looking back on this, she has a lot of appreciation for that. Especially feeling still kind of feminine. So whether that was hair or makeup or nails or something, I don't know. She's giving me the feeling like her dignity as a woman also was something that was looked after, and she's a very appreciative of that. And she also shows me for you a glass of champagne, which is a symbol for me of a spirit person who is proud of you, but not, I mean, yes, in the generic sense, but in particular, this means I'm proud of something you've just done, or you've just decided, or you've just, it's like something that, okay, that, you know, it's, I think she's talking in this case about something you're deciding, like almost like friends who would gather around and say, oh, good decision, well done, cheers, you know, like this. So it's a decision that is a decision that you made on your behalf, or decision in which you put yourself first, finally, and she says to you, congratulations about that. It's about time, like that kind of a thing. I just have a couple more minutes, so I'm going to jump in for this is your dad. Right, and the brother-in-law with the cook. Okay, let me just finish up here. I want to talk about the casket. I don't know which gentleman here, so I'm just going to let this sort of go as we go. I think the memorial, maybe this is a better way to put it. I feel as though I see a note, like a handwritten note or something like this, tucked in with the person who passed. Does that make sense for you, for either the brother-in-law or the dad? Okay. So I want to say from, I got the note. Thank you. You know, I got it. I don't know if this was a heartfelt goodbye or they, an invitation to be around for major events in the family, but I'm getting the feeling from one or both of these men that, I got the note. Thank you. I heard the goodbye, and I will be, as promised, around for the family, for the major events in the family as they go, the weddings and the baptisms and these kinds of things. I will be there, even if I'm not here in a physical form. I'll be there in spirit form. I also feel I want to say to you from the dad, I believe, first, I see a compass, and I'm being shown that the kind of the needle's spinning around and around and around, and I'm getting the sense like this. Hold still for a moment. Just hold still. And let this needle point north. If you're where's north all the time, and the needle is always moving. So I feel like I'm being or whatever family may be remaining from the brother-in-law to just stand still for a moment. Just don't try to just you have to figure out where you are. You have to stay still for a moment so that you can go forward. And this will be. You got to just stop, I don't know, someone's going, are you like really busy, really super crazy, something like this? So just stop for a minute. I don't know what a minute means in the spirit world. A week, 10 days, I don't know what it is, but just stop for a minute. And then you'll be able to assess, okay, where am I? Now that I know where I am, now I know what direction I can go in. And that's just going to be a little, and he's trying to help you. So, you know, he's willing to point you in the right direction, but you, in order to be heard, you kind of need to turn down the volume of all the other stuff that might be going on. Time to go. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. This will be on the website, www.apracticalpsychic.com. Thanks. Bye.